All right, we be live. Hello, everybody. Let me know in the live chat if the audio is good. I have some ridiculous, insane videos to show you guys. Again, I am very, very sorry to show these to you guys because some of you might rightfully so ask me, why, Armin? Why are you showing us this insane, dumb, idiotic arguments? Are there not better arguments out there that we could respond to? And why are you torturing us with this? But this, what I'm showing you, is from a YouTube channel called Smalt Agenda, which is one of the largest Muslim Dawah YouTube channels out there. Let me actually see how many, and with a lot of engagements. Like, this is the top ones out there. So as bad as they are, we have to respond to it. By the way, guys, let me know in the live chat if my audio and everything is fine. Yeah, 900,000 subscribers, reaching almost a million. So again, not my fault. This is the arguments that are getting all the engagement out there. So this is what we have to respond to. Let me see who's in the chat. Yeah, Roy is saying, we'll be live. Zaid is saying hello from Jordan. Hi, and Atheist Damien. And Seed of Iblis. Space Leah. New Day. Hammers. And then everyone else. Hi, guys. Oh, thank you, Nasrin, telling me the audio is great. Yeah, guys, so where is Anna? Anna's not going to make it every time. Anna has schoolwork and other things as well. The reason why she was making it, was able to make it every time before, was because it was the holidays and she didn't have school. But now she's going to drop in sometimes, and sometimes she's not going to be able to come. Okay, from Florida. Okay, cool. Oh, Nasrin from Sweden. Hi, Nasrin. All right, so guys, let's watch this together. Again, I apologize ahead of time about how bad these are. Okay, so I have a couple of these together. Let me see. What is this? This is funny. Somebody in the live chat saying, some Abdul in the live chat saying, bro, why are you negative of Islam? That's so bad. Please, man, I support atheists, not negative and open, but you just show negative Muslim Islam. Says respect all religions or atheists. What, bro? Why? Okay. You know what, Abdul? I hated Islam up till this point right now. You know, I thought until now that Islam is a curse upon society. It just destroys everything, and it's just so harmful, toxic, dangerous, waste of resources, violence, anti-woman, anti-human as a whole, anti-nature, anti-science. I used to think that. But now, as of right now, because you, specifically you, support atheists, I don't know what that even means, right? Now I have no choice but to go ahead and support this toxic, dangerous ideology that has caused so much misery all around the world for so many years. Because you support atheists, again, not sure what that means, I have no choice but to support Islam as well. You have tied my hands and there's no other option for me. So thank you for telling me that. You know what? God, it's so hard to say. Given that somebody is supporting atheists, can I say this? No, you know what? Screw Islam. Screw your religion. Screw Prophet Muhammad. Screw your ideology. Again, I wish I could use a stronger word, but YouTube is so sensitive about the kind of type of language they use. Screw is not that strong of a word. I have to find an alternative. What is this guy? It's so funny. It's like, oh, I support atheists, so why didn't support Islam? I'm sorry that the way that I decide if I support something or not is not dependent on whether or not some random guy in the live chat is supporting atheism just because I happen to be atheist. Anyways, let's get to this first video. And let's see how, again, remember, guys, these are the best takes. These are the largest Islamic channels out there, at least in English, that are giving us their best arguments against Israel. And I have six of these lined up for you. Oh, look at this. Oh, 2 billion Muslim, we strong. Okay, so, guys, I don't know. Great, great. Your religion is great because you're high in number. Oh, my God. Insane. You're so stupid. You're Abdul. I'm so sorry to say this to you. You're so stupid. You think high numbers gives you any credibility? Anyways, he's distracting me. This is what I deal with every day. This level of insanity. All right. Let's watch this together. Let's see the great arguments people have against Israel. Let's start with this one.
This Israeli soldier said that she has never been insulted in India.
Okay. Obviously, you know what's happening here, right? You know what's happening here. It's already, this is, I don't know what to do. You already saw, you know what's going to happen here. Let's go from
this. This Israeli soldier said that she has never been insulted in India. Because there, they consider cows to be sacred.
You know, I the reason why I like this put out there is because these people act like they're so moral and they're so above other people because they have Islam, because they're Muslim, because they're religious. They have higher standards than other people. And they put this out there and it just makes it so easy. It just makes it so easy to be like, okay, you know. There's not that much room for doubt about what kind of a people they are. I mean, do I even need to respond to this? So they found a they're just making body shaming jokes, and they also at the same time they act like they have the moral high ground. Let me be clear. I'm not one of those body positive person that says like beautiful in everybody and like, no, that's nonsense. Okay. I'm not into that. I am for people losing weight, exercising, eating healthy. Being fat is not healthy, but body shaming is also not the right way to go about doing it. And it's also not an argument. I mean, and I'm sure he's not pretending to make an argument, but what's the point of this? How does it serve him? I mean, if you go look at his YouTube channel, this got so many views and a lot of support and a lot of engagement. People loved it. But at the same time, it serves me. It serves me because I don't have to say much. They go act like we atheists are immoral and we don't. You know, we don't have any standards. And then you go about doing this. And I don't even need to make a point anymore about whether you guys have any high moral standards or not. All I have to do is just come and show this video. And so thank you. Thank you, Smile to Jenna, for making my job so easy for me. Idiots. Idiots. Let's continue. Yeah, look at this. Exactly. Hammer is saying, what? Muslims never think? Stop spending money on weapons and go feed your woman. Okay, let's go to this next one. This one is more interesting. So here, at least, they're trying to make an attempt for an argument. So let's see.
Israel is the promised land of the Jewish people.
Oh, so they live on an occupied land.
You live on an occupied land.
Say what?
Native Americans?
Right. So, does this man that identifies as a yo-yo really think this is a good argument? Oh, you did it, so we should be able to do it too. How about both are wrong?
Okay, here at least we have an attempt at an argument. It's a stupid one, but we could address it one by one, right? So, he doesn't even understand what... is trying to be said here. So So somebody saying, first of all, Israel being the promised land of the Jews, who gives a crap what religious text said at one point? The reason why Israel is should be a country and should be defended as a country is that it has been recognized by international laws that is a, that it's a legal nation state. And that's why we defend Israel, not because there's an ancient take somewhere that says some, you know, anything. That's just nonsense. Okay, we don't care about your religious texts. Promised land, my ass. But so that's the
Israel is the promised land of the Jewish people.
Oh, so they live on an occupied land.
You live on an.
Yeah. So both people in this short video at the beginning don't make much more sense. It's a promised land of the Jewish people. Okay. So what if I have a religious text that says it's not? Now who has the who's right? Like, it's, don't appeal to freaking scripture. Insane, insane. So they're trying to demonstrate. This is the short video at the beginning is a made up conversation between two people to try to make a point, to try to counter the person on the other side, right? So the other side is saying this is occupied land and saying United States is also occupied land because they took it from natives by force. They're saying that Americans should maybe leave United States, or maybe Canada is also like that. New Zealand, Australia, all of these were taken by force. But the more interesting one, I think, that people don't usually give as example is most Arab countries. We have, I think, 22 Arab countries. Is it 22 or 23? I think it's 22, right? And all but Saudi Arabia was technically taken by force through Arab imperialism. So if we call United States occupied land, if you want to call Israel, I mean, among all these examples, Israel is the least occupied land because all of those were taken by actual imperialism, whereas Israel, that's not how it was, how that land was taken. But it doesn't really matter. Let's say it was taken by a force through imperialism and blah, 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 right? But if we're applying that standard to Israel, we should apply that standard to United States, to Canada, to New Zealand, to Australia, but also to 21 Arab countries. 21 Arab countries, they were all taken by force through Arab imperialism. So they are all technically, based on this standard, occupied land, right? So if Jews are supposed to leave Israel, then Americans should leave United States and leave that land to the natives. Canadians should leave Canada and Australia and New Zealand. And also all Arabs in Arabic countries, except Saudi Arabia, should leave their countries and all somehow cram all of them, I don't know how, into Saudi Arabia. So that's where that conclusion will get you, right? Yeah, see, exactly, Spice, yeah. So let's continue with this one.
Oh, so they live on an occupied land.
You live on an occupied land.
Say what?
Native Americans?
Right, so does this man that identifies as a yo-yo really think this is a good argument? Oh!
So the man that identifies as a yo-yo, they're actually, what I'm thinking, first of all, great transphobia, but I'm thinking that this guy doesn't identify as anything else. They're making fun of woke people. I think this is like right-leaning, I'm guessing, I'm not sure, right-leaning content creator, and they dress up this person like this to, you know, to represent woke people and make fun of them and make their arguments and basically, you know. So I don't think he actually, dresses up like this normally. They're just making fun of woke people.
Blend.
Say what?
Native Americans?
Right. So does this man that identifies as a yo-yo really think this is a good argument? Oh!
Yeah, he doesn't think this is a good argument. He's making fun of that argument. You idiot. They're acting. This is an act.
Oh, you did it. So we should be able to do it too.
Okay, so that's not the point they're trying to make. So you did it, we should make it. No, this is not whataboutism. This is appeal to, you know, the same standard. Guys, you have to understand there's a very important difference between whataboutism and asking for consistent standards. They seem like very close to each other, but they're not. One of them says, because you did it, we should be able to do it too, or because somebody else did it, that makes this correct. But if you're saying, no, both are wrong, or both are okay, because we're trying to apply the same standard, that is not whataboutism. That is just applying the same standard, right? And they're not saying we should, the argument is not that we should be able to do it too. The argument is that it's already been done, right? So what are we going to do about it now? So they're not saying that because it's done, the United States is a country. Israel is a country now. It's not we should be able to do it. It's done. It's over. They are official countries. So what can we do about it now? So let's listen to this.
How about both are wrong?
Okay, even if both are wrong, which I would say the foundation of Israel was not wrong, but let's say they were. They're both not, it's not that the correct sentence is not that they both are wrong. The correct sentence would be that they both were wrong. It's over. It's done. Now we have these countries, right? So if you are saying both are wrong, so what should we do about it now? What are we supposed to do about it now? Because if you want to now stop Israel, if you want to end Israel as a country, now you have to apply that standard to the United States. I will play this game with you, smile to Jannah. You're saying both were wrong at the time of the foundation. So United States, the way it was founded, killed a whole bunch of Native Americans. Bad, very bad. Genocidal, wrong, okay? Same with Canada, New Zealand. Let's just focus on United States because that was the example, okay? So what do we do? Are we now supposed to end the United States as a country now? Should we do that? Should we get all the Americans, depending on their, ethnicity, I guess? Like, this is disgusting, right? Should a lot of them go back to Europe? Black Americans, should they go live in, Africa? What are we supposed to do here? What about, all the citizens of Arab countries? What do we do with them? Are people in Iraq and Lebanon and Syria and Yemen, should we force them all to go live in Saudi Arabia? Is that the solution? I mean, he doesn't think the Arab imperialism was wrong anyway, so never mind. Let's just focus on the United States. Is that the solution he offers? I mean, he lives in the UK. Well, never mind. Let's not go there. So, but do you see how that his standard does not apply? So that's the point that is being made here. That's the point that people are trying to make. And he doesn't even engage with the actual point. He engaged with a reduced, simplistic, version of it. And that's why he doesn't understand what he's talking about. So
both are wrong.
Yeah, he thinks he made an amazing point. Okay, so both were wrong. Should we apply the same solution? Because if you want to end Israel, we have to end the United States as well. I mean, I don't think he would mind that, but you could see in the live chat how insane that is. So let's go to the next one. Okay.
When H tried to attack this...
Okay, so here, I think he means Hamas. And I think he's saying H because he doesn't want to get demonetized or deprioritized in YouTube's algorithm. So he says H by H, he means Hamas.
When H tried to attack this Israeli soldier, here's how she survived. She started doing this dance. And instead of attacking her, they fell on the floor and started laughing while she rolled out of there.
All right, great. So I don't know, guys. Do you have any responses to this? Are we now supporting Hamas because this Israeli soldier is fat? I don't know what the point is being made here. So Israeli soldier, fat, Hamas people were laughing, and that's how she got away. Great. So this, by the way, this making fun of this Israeli soldier who's fat was so good. It was just so... such great material, such great content that he had to use it twice. That's how much he thought was worth it to just double down on this. It wasn't once good enough once for him to make fun of, Israeli soldier fat. This is the joke. Israeli soldier fat. He thinks this is such great content. He made two YouTube shorts about it. Great. Yeah. Okay. Again, do you guys have any responses to this? I don't even know what to do. I just wanted to show you just to see where we're at. I just wanted to show you how. Yeah. This is the, these are the most popular Muslim YouTubers out there making amazing points. I don't know how these people, like, do you think in their private, they, when they come on YouTube and they make shows about how atheists have no objective morality and you're not going to be able to be a good person without Islam or religion, without a guide to life. When they make a video like this, do you think that they think in their own private, they also think that they're good people? I mean, it just makes it so easy for me to know, at least in my private, that we have better moral standards than these idiots. But do you, what do you think? Do they think in their own private that they're good people when this is the content that they put out there? I don't know what to make of this. Again, I don't know what to make of this. Again, guys, I'm not one of those body positive people that says, like, all bodies are fine. You know, it's, I mostly go at it from a health angle. You know, it's good to try to lose weight. You know, it's good for your health and stuff. I don't do body, but I don't do body shaming. Like, I don't go make fun of somebody for being fat, but I also don't encourage people to think like every body type is always good. It's all fine. It's not all fine, right? We have health issues. Anyways, let's go to the next video.
Which part?
So this starts with the Oxford University student, which doesn't empty her pockets, by the way, saying free Palestine, and she thinks that's a great point. Again, it's, why is our job so easy? Like, people from the other side think that they just, when they just say drop a line or something, free Palestine, they think like they made a point. They think that that's it. That's like the it's like a spell. You just say it and constantly your ideological instantly your ideological enemies are defeated. Oh, I just said free Palestine. Mic drop moment, right? So she comes in to have a discussion with Ben Shapiro, and at the end she said like free Palestine, as if, you know, that makes her win something. And then Ben Shapiro answers her this way.
Free Palestine.
Which part?
How about all of it? And you know what? What a dumb response. This guy is supposed to be one of Israel's top guys. What if his dad goes to prison and he stands outside going, free my dad? And I come along and go, which part, Ben? Is he gonna respond with,
What is it?
Just the big toe, please.
God, I don't know how stupid this person is. And he thinks, and then, do you think he knows that do you think he intentionally misses the point, or is he stupid? Okay, so Ben Shapiro is making a point. I think a lot of you know the point that is being made here, and this Smile to Jannah guy either is an idiot and doesn't understand the point, or he knows the point and he intentionally doesn't address it because he thinks his audience is that stupid. Which one do you think it is? Is he this stupid not to get the point, or does he think his audience is this insane and it's them that don't get the point? Which one do you think it is? So the point being, when we say, okay, so she says free Palestine, and a lot of people, especially Westerners, when they say free Palestine, they don't even know exactly what they mean. They don't understand what they're talking about. They just say free Palestine. So it's very important to ask them, you know, what exactly do you mean by free Palestine, right? Because I'm in favor of free Palestine, but when I say free Palestine, I don't think what I mean is the same thing as what a whole bunch of other people who say free Palestine, they don't mean the same thing that I do. That's why, you know, Ben's question is a good one. When I say free Palestine, you know, I mean free Palestine from Hamas. I mean, give Palestinians their own nation state. You know, I want Palestine to be a country. I want Palestinians to be able to have their own state, have their own government, control their own destiny, have peace, have stability. The same thing I want for Israel. I want Israel, I support Israel, and I support Palestinians, and I want Palestinians to one day be able to have their own nation state. That's what I mean by free Palestine. But a lot of but people who are anti-Israel, when they say free Palestine, they're asking for the end of Israel, right? That's the whole chant from the river to the sea. And intentionally or unintentionally, they are asking for genocide of the Jewish people. So it's very important when you say, when somebody says free Palestine, for you to ask them, which part? Are you talking from the river to the sea? You know? And again, by the way, it's a good thing to try whenever you see somebody says from the river to the sea, you know, ask them which river and which sea. See if they can tell it's the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordanian River. Because a lot of people don't even know what they're talking about, right? And if you look at the map from the river to the sea, that means the end of Israel. That's what they want. So again, he thinks that this is an, he acts, Malto Jana in this video is acting like this is a, obviously we, all of it, you know, obviously, what do you mean? Does he not know why people are asking this question? Like, oh, this is such a dumb question. Obviously, all of it. Does he not know there's multiple ways of answering this? That this is, obviously, this is not as obvious as he makes it seem like it is. When you say free Palestine, are you talking about, you know, Gaza and the West Bank? Or are you talking, when you say all of it, but because they don't even accept Israel as a nation state. So when you say all of it, are you talking about the parts that we call Israel? The part that is officially and legally Israel as well? So you're asking for genocide. And like, all of it. Like, and he makes a funny joke, you know, funny face and a funny voice. Oh, yeah, like, let's make a funny voice when I'm calling for genocide of the Jewish people. That's what all of it means. When he makes that funny sound and says all of it, he's just making joke. He's making a joke about genocide of all Jewish people. That's what he's making a joke about. This, which is, who was? Let me see. Somebody deleted. Guys, don't. Oh yeah. Okay. This guy was spamming. Never mind. So let's watch this again.
Free Palestine.
Which part?
How about all of it?
Yeah, let's laugh at genocide. How about all of it? You know, from the river to the sea. Let's just make fun of genocide. Why don't we do that? By the way, we got a super chat. Thank you so much, Sorgu, for the super chat saying, pro-Palestinian supporters saying, why don't Jews go back to Europe? That wasn't an option because Europeans hated Jews even after World War II. I mean, a lot of pro-Palestinian supporters, pro-Palestinian people, again, they're not pro-Palestinian. We shouldn't call them pro-Palestinian. We are pro-Palestinian here on this channel, okay? I hope you guys are pro-Palestinian. I'm pro-Israel, I'm pro-Palestinian. A lot of people act like they're pro-Palestinian. They're just anti-Israel. And they're using Palestinians as a way to be anti-Israel. So they're not pro-Palestinian, right? And when they say, why don't Jews go back to Europe? It used to be... you know, when I explain to people, first of all, that's an insane question. Why don't people go back to, we're talking about millions of people. You know, the displacement of millions of people has just go look in history and see what that's like. And what are the consequences of doing something like that? This is not, these are humans. This is not cattle. You can't just move people around like that. It's impossible to do that. Right, but it's hard to explain that to people. It used to be hard to explain that to people, but a lot of these anti-Israeli people and anti-Semitic people across Europe and United States are now showing everybody why it's important to have Israel as a nation state. Why the foundation of Israel as a nation state made a lot of sense. Throughout history, we have seen how different world powers treated Jews. And even when they were good to Jews, it could have changed like that. This is the most deep-rooted, ancient, powerful hatred, an obsession with hatred of a certain group of people. There's no hate stronger in the world than the hatred against the Jewish people. And it's just a fun, you know, foundational part of many ideologies, you know, both Islamic and non-Islamic. And at some point, somebody realized that there is no way Jewish people could rely on world powers to defend them. Because even if they were defending them, they could just switch at any point in time. We saw that in World War II. I mean, from the very beginning, Jewish people, when they were reliant on the Persian Empire and the Babylonians, you know, the Romans, again, the Persians, again, the Sassanids, first the Achaemenids, then the Sassanids, you know, eventually the Ottoman Empire, the British Empire, and now the Americans, they were always having to wait and see if the world powers would defend them, because these were a people without an army, without a nation, but we had a global hatred towards them. People wanting to, you know, kill them, torture them, blame everything on them. And at some point, somebody realized that, yeah, we need our own army. We need our own nation state, and we need our own army. We can't rely on people to defend us. And this was before World War II. Like the realization was before World War II. And World War II showed you how important that is, given that Germany, which was one of the best places for Jewish people to live, Germany before World War II, before Adolf Eichmann came into power, was one of the most progressive countries in the world. It was amazing. And it just shit turned like that. And it made it very obvious why Israel needed to be a nation state. And now, looking at people saying, why are they not going back to Europe? Why are they not going back? Why didn't they go live in the United States? I mean, look at the United States. Look at Europe. Look at the new generation of people who are becoming more and more anti-Semitic. Look at the level of Holocaust denial that is raising. You know, you want Jewish people to live in America or in Europe? What's going to happen when more of these, you know, Generation Z people grow older and older, and they replace the voter base that came before them, and the politics of these countries become more and more anti-Semitic? I'm not saying that will happen, but I'm not saying that it won't. I mean, look at the direction of where we're heading, right? So again, it makes sense for there to be a place where Jewish people could go and make sure that they have an army and a nation state that they would defend them. I mean, the same people who are saying that, you know, Israel is an occupation, Israel needs to end to free Palestine and all of it from the river to the sea, their acts and their actions are the best demonstrations out there to show why we need Israel. They themselves, these anti-Zionists, their actions is making the best point for Zionism. Where this guy comes and laughs, like when he makes a joke about what about all of it, and they're anti-Zionists, they're actually, with this joke, they're making the best case for Zionism. When they say, how about all of it, and they laugh about it, yeah, okay, your anti-Jewish hatred, your anti-Zionism, it's the best reason why we need Zionism. Well, thank you for demonstrating that. So look at the joke again.
How about all of it?
You're just laughing at genocide. Just laughing at genocide. Okay, making a joke about genocide and laughing at it. Okay. We got another super chat. Thank you guys for the super chat. By the way, let me check here something, if this is continuing to be. Yes, okay. So Raphael is saying, I just think he is just rude. Most of his videos is just insulting and making fun of people, especially their looks or manners, talking nonsense. Well, again, I'm not sure if most of his videos like this, but it's working. This is what's getting the engagement and getting the views. So I just wanted to show you guys the type of content out there that is getting, you know, the highest amount of engagement and is resonating with people. And again, this is why we need Zionism. And thank you for the super chat. So let's switch.
And you know what? What a dumb response. This guy is supposed to be one of Israel's top guys. What if his dad goes to prison and he stands outside going, "Free my dad!" And I come along and go, "Which part, Ben?" Is he gonna respond with,
What is it?
Just the big toe, please.
Yeah, be completely the same, okay? Completely the same. When I say free my dad from prison, please, it's not very clear if I mean all of my dad or certain body parts. You know, in the same way, when I say, like, you know, free this land, it's not very clear that which parts of this land we're talking about. Smile to Jenna is making the point here that it's the same thing with a human. When we say free a human, it's not very clear if we mean all of it or a certain body part. It's just the same thing. Great analogy, Smile to Jenna. Amazing analogy. Oh my God. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like we need better challenge than this. I think, like, at least, you know what? It's fine. It makes our job easier. Let's go to the next video. Well, that was this one. Let's go from the beginning.
Israeli soldiers are contracting a skin disease from the Leishmania parasite.
What's that, Wesley?
That is disheartening to hear, frankly. Because why should the parasites have to be going through this ordeal? Yes, indeed, they've gone to somebody else's body. Yes, they're taking resources that aren't theirs. But I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say they have a right to defend themselves. In fact, do you condemn the IDF for inconveniencing them and preventing them from taking over their bodies? After all, they claim that these bodies were given to them by their forefathers.
You see what I did there?
It's just the level of stupidity is so high. Sometimes I don't know where to start. Right? How about we start with a dehumanization of Jewish people and comparing them to parasites? You know, where have we seen that before? Where have we seen that before? So you guys don't know what he's saying. He's saying that he's comparing Jewish people to parasites. He's comparing the foundation of the state of Israel, taking land by force. He's comparing that to parasites coming out and taking over someone's body, which is something that is against YouTube community guidelines. I think this is like obvious dehumanization. Again, of Jewish, comparing Jewish people to non-human animals is something that historically been... I mean, how does he know that what he's doing is such a big trend when it comes to ways of expressing anti-Semitism? Or is he stupid, or does he know what he's doing? Like, does he know that this is basically the one of the oldest way of expressing hatreds against Jewish people? And again, do I need to point how stupid that argument is? Do I need to point out that, what you know, a parasite's coming out and taking resources from your body is not comparable to what happened at the when it comes to the foundation of Israel as a nation state? When Israel was being founded as a nation state, what happened, right, was there was enough land for everybody. Okay, when there was enough land there for everybody, the only resistance, when Jewish people were coming to that land, the only resistance against them was because they were Jewish. There was religious and racist hatred towards them coming there. But if that they weren't coming there and taking land by force, land that was already being occupied by Muslims or Arabs there, it was not being taken over by force. Certain land was being bought, right? And there were also a lot of empty lands that nobody was, you know, living at. So there was two types of land. Land that, you know, Arabs and Muslims owned, and those lands were being taken by purchasing it. And lands that nobody was living in. Nobody owned that land. Just because that place was around that area was a place where Arabs lived, that doesn't mean that they owned every single part of the other areas that nobody had a private ownership over. The only person, the only entity that had a right over those places where nobody specifically, no individual specifically owned, was the Ottoman Empire. And the Ottoman Empire had fell. So given that the Ottoman Empire had fell, and the British had the mandate to, at that point, legally, you know, there was no legal entity that owned the other these other places. So it was completely fine to give it to a group of people which were under so much pressure, you know, worldwide. There were so much hatreds against them, and they just survived the Holocaust. It made complete sense. I mean, the Holocaust showed why it made sense to give these people land, especially land that was not owned by any political entity, and especially those areas where nobody had a private property, not private ownership over. So where were the parts that Arabs lost by war or by force? Those were the parts. The third type is the part that happened, you know, when Arabs decided to leave their farms and their homes because of the beginning of the Arab attempted invasion of Israel, of the new founded nation state of Israel. So how is that comparable to his analogy here? How is that comparable to his analogy? It's not. It doesn't make any sense. But again, the main part that I want to highlight is the fact that he's comparing Jewish people to parasites. Let's listen to this again.
Israeli soldiers are contracting a skin disease from the Leishmania parasite.
What's that, Wesley?
That is disheartening to hear, frankly. Because why should the parasites have to be going through this ordeal? Yes, indeed, they've gone to somebody else's body. Yes, they're taking...
So here, when he says they've gone to someone else's body, he's saying that Jewish people who founded Israel, they went and took someone else's body. So someone else's land, which also confirms how important the previous video was when we were asking, when you say free Palestine, exactly where you mean. Because they think the entirety of Israel is occupied. The entirety of it was taken by, you know, by force, by a mistake, right? But the only element of force, if you notice, if you actually know your history, was when Arabs were by force taking away, decided to try to end the Israel nation state and lost. So yeah, this is not a good comparison here. So listen,
they've gone to somebody else's body. Yes, they're taking resources that aren't theirs, but
resources that are not theirs. Whose resources was that land? The resources that were not there were being purchased right up until the Arab countries decided to attack Israel. The resources that weren't there, the Jewish people were buying it. And all the other resources, all the other land, belonged to the Ottoman Empire, who stopped existing. There were no Ottoman Empires. So who does it belong to? Also, a reminder, when they decided to, you know, allocate, when the United Nations decided to give, you know, both Palestinians and Israelis, each one of them their own nation, they decided to give the best parts to the Arabs and the worst parts to the Jews. So a lot of the resources that you're talking about were resources that were not there, and the Jewish people built out of nothing. You know, they created wealth. They didn't take wealth, they created wealth.
I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say they have a right to defend themselves.
Yeah, now applying rights, you know, to parasites, again, he thinks this is such a great example. The social construct of, you know, property rights, legal rights, you know, the rights to decide your own destiny, your own state, having your nation state, just applying that to parasites, non-human animals, and he thinks he's making such a great point.
In fact, do you condemn the IDF for inconveniencing them and preventing them from taking over their bodies? After all, they claim that these bodies were given to them by their forefathers.
You see what I did there?
I mean, you know who else claims that, by the way? So he's making fun of the fact that Jewish scripture says that God has, you know, they don't say their forefathers, but God has promised this land to Jewish people. And it's weird because he's been making fun of that twice now, right? I mean, at least in one of his videos, somebody else mentioned it, but now he's making it himself. You know what other scripture makes that point? Smiles agenda. Your scripture, Islamic scripture, makes the same point. In Islamic scripture, the Quran also makes the claim that that land was promised to Jewish people by God. It's not just Jewish scripture. It's not just the Torah. It's also the Quran. So there's that.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, so I love how they celebrate themselves and think they were just made a good point. And, you know, just, this is basically high-fiving yourself. So, okay, let's go to this one. Okay, so let's watch this one.
Let me tell you something. If you're into sex stores or anything LGBTQ, do not go to Gaza. This doesn't exist in Gaza.
This American actor, who doesn't even live in Gaza, is upset because more people don't have a sore backside and no kids like him. His conclusion, that's why you can end the women and kids there. Just because they don't take it up the
dirty individual.
God damn it, man. All right. Again, responding to arguments that were not being made, being homophobic, great. Again, it's good to know what we're dealing with. So that person is not making that point that you think he is, right? He's just making one point that Gaza is not very sex positive or LGBT friendly. That's the point here. The point is that Gaza is not LGBT friendly and sex positive, which is the case, which is true. This is true. So here's the beginning part.
Let me tell you something. If you're into sex stores or anything LGBTQ, do not go to Gaza.
So that's the entirety of the point that you just showed us here, that which is accurate. You know, if you're LGBT or if you are sex positive, or you think this is fine to be sex positive, Gaza is not the right place to you. That's the entirety of the point. He's not saying like, oh, by the way, that makes it okay to, you know, kill children. I mean, I didn't hear him say that. Did you hear him say that? He didn't make any of that. He didn't make any point like that. But let's see what strawman we have to respond to.
This doesn't exist in Gaza.
This American actor who doesn't even live in Gaza is upset.
What? Okay, who doesn't even live in Gaza? Why is he adding that point? Do we need to live in Gaza to know that Gaza is not LGBT friendly or sex positive? On average, at least. I'm sure there are people there who are LGBT themselves and they're terrified maybe to live there. But again, what is that additional, like he said, who doesn't live in Gaza? What are you adding to the conversation by pointing out that the actor doesn't live in Gaza? I don't get it. Somebody tell me why is he saying that? I mean, we can pretty much know what's happening in Gaza without actually living there.
Is upset because more people don't have a sore backside and no kids like him.
So yeah, so sore backside, he's talking about, I don't know, their butthole and gay people not having children. Again, just lean into all this anti-LGBT hatred, your homophobia. Great, do that. You know, I want to demonstrate how morally bankrupt a lot of these Muslims, anti-Israeli Muslims are. I appreciate you doing that so I could demonstrate this to people.
His conclusion, that's why you can end the women and kids.
I mean, did he say that? I mean, did he say that in the video and you didn't play it for us? Because I didn't hear him say that. I didn't hear him say, like, you know, bomb the bejesus out of Gaza because they're not LGBT friendly. You're saying that he said that. I don't believe you. I mean, if he did, you might as well play it for us.
Yeah. Just because they don't take it up the
dirty individual.
Okay, again, you know, just because they don't take it up the, you know, bum, just making fun of people's, you know, being LGBT. And so, again, if you're representing the people in Gaza, with this level of homophobia that you have, you're kind of making his point. You know, you live in a Western country, and this is the way that you think about, you know, gay people, individuals, LGBT. And I worry about how what you people like you, Smile to Jannah, and Muhammad Hijab would do to LGBT people if you had your own country. If you had your own country and your rules and your standards were being applied. And kind of, again, you try to defeat the people that you're showing us here, but you are kind of making them point. People who represent you and your ideology are dangerous to sex positive people and LGBTQ people. You're making his point for us with your homophobia. I don't know what to tell you. I don't even need to counter your argument. I just need to just demonstrate to people what you represent here. Easy, making my job easy. So thank you for that again. Sorgu with the super chat saying, I don't know what these abbreviations are. Guys, can you somebody translate for me? What is YK? Oh, do you think? No. Wait, guys, what is YK? I don't know what YK is. Oh, do you know? Okay, so I was right. Do you know Jews for Palestine? They claim to want a new nation with equal sex, race, rights. I'm like, isn't that called Israel? Interesting. Jews for Palestine. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point, Sorgu. That's a good comeback. So, no, Jews for Palestine? Is that a group? Should we respond to them? Do they have videos? Do they have a YouTube channel? Maybe we should respond to them. By the way, I hate the fact that we have these people when they have for Palestine in their name. Be careful, guys. I really want you to be careful, guys, because we don't want to come out and make it seem like we're anti-Palestine. All these people have for Palestine, free Palestine in their name. And when we come out and stand against them, the reason why they have their in their name is to give the impression that the people who are against them are anti-Palestine. Again, I want you to be careful. We're not anti-Palestine. They are anti-Palestine. The people who say they are for Palestine, a lot of them are anti-Palestine. We are for Israel and we're for Palestine. In fact, the best way to be pro-Palestine is to be pro-Israel. Let me know if you ever want me to make that point why. The best way to be pro-Palestine is to be pro-Israel. Again, not pro-Likud, not pro-Netanyahu, not pro-Ben-Gvir. That is horrible for both Israelis and Palestinians. You know, but defending Israel as a nation state is the best way to defend Palestine. You know, being against Hamas is pro-Palestinian. Being anti-Hamas is pro-Palestinian. Yeah. So do you know? So yeah, I'm going to look into the Jews for Palestine. Maybe at some point we want to do a video about them. They claim to want a nation with equal sex and race rights. Israel has already done that. Are they asking for a one state solution to that entire area? Yeah. Good comeback, by the way, Turgo. Anyways, I want to make sure I finish this before 1 hour. I did 6 videos from you guys from Smile to Jannah. This guy's shorts show up on my feed. Guys, make sure you like. My camera used to be there, now it's here. Make sure you like the stream right now. I want more people to see how insane these people are, right? Just when you like the stream, it really helps YouTube show this to more people. So I hope you people know by now. You take half a second to press a button, and just by doing that, more people will end up seeing this. You have the power in your hand by spending half a second to like the stream to get this in front of more eyeballs. You have that power. So just go ahead and do that. It doesn't take much time. I promise you. I went and because a lot of people watch the streams and they don't like it. And I was like, this must be a very difficult task. This must be much more difficult. So I went and watched another stream, and I liked it just to see how much effort it takes. And to my surprise, it wasn't that hard. Maybe you guys are doing it differently than I am, but try it. See how much effort it takes. Just like the stream right now. It really helps the channel, right? Oh, thank you, guys. Unicorn is being liked. All right, guys. I'm going to end. And also subscribe and hit the bell notification because we're almost going live almost every day now, right? So you don't want to miss these. So make sure you subscribe and hit the bell notification. So, you know, the bell notification is how YouTube tells you that we go live. The subscribe button is not enough. So make sure you hit the bell notification. And also leave a comment. Once the stream is over, leave a comment. That really helps also grow the channel and gets more people watching these streams. Anyways, guys, I'm going to head out. Love you guys. Till next stream. Bye. Mwah.